What tithe or what you will do?
No. I will try to not insult him in return and not continue the cycle.
But if anyone not inside and he usko sah leta, he
tolerates.
But he makes in his mind that I will have no connection of this person, otherwise he is insulted. This is Buddha. Not honoring him, boycotted him, that I will not be like a person like him. What will you do? Understand my...
Yes.
What I told.
That if a person abuses one, or if one perceives some mistreatment by someone, if they then say, oh, I'll not have anything to do with this person again, is that good or bad?
What is?
It's bad.
Why?
Because one is not taking responsibility for one's own karma that has brought this about, and instead they are retaliating, but in a tricky way.
Should you honor or not that person? If he is high class of devotees, serving Guru and Vaishnava.
Yes.
So we should honor or not? Associate we should or not?
We should
for worldly reason.
We should honor. And
that is why here Narottam Thakur is praying from heart, oh Gurudev, you should bless me that I can have tolerance in so a way that sakala sanman karite sakati, I should honor with heart. No? Or you should try to realize this fact. Very important. If any high class of Vaishnava is chastising to anyone, or he is giving something like chastising or
advice.
Like Abhiram Goswami. Abhiram, you know? Abhiram Goswami? He has a stick. Like for horse is used.
Whip.
Very powerful. And when he used to be happy to anyone by his activities, by his service, then? Oh, then you should see that he has given his whole mercy to that person. So you should try to know that high class of devotees, if they are happy, then they can chastise or do anything, otherwise they will neglect, go to hell or as you like. So he is playing what? Sakala sanman, sakale sanman, karite sakati, dehanath. What is the meaning?
Not only that we
should... Oh, Gurudev.
Oh, Gurudev, give me, please, one drop of your mercy. Make me your servant. Make me not only more tolerant than a blade of grass, and give me strength to tolerate, but also let me not...
Don't see the meaning. What I am telling, and you realize, you should try to tell.
But also not hanker for my own honor and fame, no pratishtha desire. And also not that I should be given respect or anything.
But I should give honor?
Honor to all.
In what way? According to their stage, how they are advanced or lower in spiritual life.
Higher class devotees we should honor and serve.
Kanishta adhikari, you should not give him respect of uttam adhikari. If you are giving this, then you don't know anything. Even Kanishta adhikari. And if you are not honoring high class of devotees like them according to their quality, then you may do so many offenses. So he is telling to Gurudev, "Oh Gurudev, I don't know all these things. Please give me all these qualities by your mercy, causeless mercy, that I can realize all these things and I can give proper respect to all Vaishnavas. And I can reconcile any problem coming." I told in my class so many things, but those who are so fortunate to realize all this. Then what sex? What after that? Kabe hai na kripa?
Sakti Buri Hina Amiyati Dina Paramore Satma Atma
What? अरे भाई हाँ थोड़ा सा ठहरो 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 तो यू शुड स्पीक
सो आई एम सो फॉलन एंड रेस्टेड हैव नो इंटेलिजेंस सो
बाय हार्ट एनीवन शुड टेल आर फ्रॉम आउटवर्डली
From the heart, it should be understood once.
Like Raghunath Narottam Thakur is telling from his core of heart or not?
Yes,
only to sing.
No.
Then?
Not just a song.
Then?
But Gurudev has such high qualities, so much intelligence, so much understanding of. How to become like him, to understand the heart of the Gurudev, and actually to make one's heart like that through
then,
following.
After that.
Jogdata vichare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sara karuna na haile kandiya kandiya prana na rakibaha. So he's saying that from core of heart, that he doesn't find any good qualities there, that actually we're so full of anartha, we're made up of anarthas only, practically speaking. And by mercy of Gurudev, he drives those anarthas away and replaces them with all good qualities.
What he's praying?
He's praying that, please, do this for me. I'm weeping and weeping, and in a very deep and serious way, his feeling is that I would rather give up my life and go on being this anartha, person full of anartha.
If the devotees think like this, that I have no qualification at all, really I'm not Vaishnava, but I want to be Vaishnava. I should honor all Vaishnava. If this mood is there, will be any friction and quarrel or anything there? May come any misunderstanding between devotees and devotees? I think no. There will be no problem at all. If devotees are always thinking that, I have come to give this point to all devotees. We should not think that, he is my Gurudev, he is my Gurudev, and we are in this group, in this group. You should sit down. A pure devotee never thinks like this. His love and affection and everything is transcendental, above all this, Kanishta Adhikari. He gives anyone respect according to their devotion. Not that he is rich, he is poor, he is not giving me money, and he is giving me so much money, or he is helping me worldly, all these things. Never it on this. What he thinks? On the level of devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give respect like this. Our all God, Guru work. They used to love or anything according to their grade of level of love and affection to Krishna and Gurudev. A qualified guru never thinks that, oh, he is my disciple and he is disciple of another guru. And he is disciple of Prabhupada and he is my disciple and he is disciple of Sridhar Maharaj or Sridhar Ban Maharaj or anyone. Never he thinks. What he thinks? He gives proper respect as he has told here. Sakale sanman karite sakati deha nath sakale sakali. Oh, he is my disciple. So I have a special attraction or love I have for that. But he is disciple of Swami Bhaktivedanta. So he is not near and dear. He should be kept from far away. No. Any qualified devotee, never he cannot come in this. He is above of all. But we third class bogus, Kanishta Adhikari, we cannot think like this, that we should give proper respect to anyone according to their level of love and affection to Krishna or Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to devotees. So we should try to do that. If any problem coming, oh, we should remember Guru and Vaishnava and try to reconcile all these things. Never quarreling among us. Otherwise, with a lamp, what? Oh, aarti will be there, but not with heart. And Guru may not accept all these things. Outwardly, he says, oh, very good. Oh, his aarti was how? He did with five. But he only did with one.
So not
good, but he did. But he did seven with seven. What?
Giving.
Seven. Oh, he is doing only one. He is not respecting me. And but where is the pranami here? No pranami here. Only he has given flowers and right, but no money. No, at least he should give. $100 at what he should give, yes, but nothing. Oh, he is not good devotee. A high class of devotee never thinks like this. He knows his heart. How much he has affection for Guru, Vaishnava, Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu and Radha Krishna. If he is not doing with a lamp, no harm. By his eyes he will do. And Guru will take all these things, arati and everything, from his eyes. Actually, this is arati. A devotee or any disciple should be like that. If a devotee, a guru is of high standard, and if his disciples quarreling with so many devotees, will he be
happy?
Never. What he will want? So, you should try to, my last day today perhaps, try to take all this essence of my teaching. I told everything good, but you could not take. That is why I am telling this. High class of teachings were there. In my class also, and in drama play also. Very high class. I think the girls, my daughters, who played, if knowingly something here, and they have played, then they are high class of devotees. No doubt. And this, what modes and thinking will save from this Kali. So, I want that they should play like this and always vary all the quality that it has been told here. Try to be like that. Our community should be so high that we should try to respect each other. If anyone rebuking no harm, oh, it is far. And it was to due to my
birth.
Or Krishna has arranged to tolerate me, to give this. So we should try to be like that. Then my coming to here, to this place, New Braja, will be successful. If we cannot make our community so high, and respecting each other, on the basis of love and affection to Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, then really, I have come to speak of these things to all. You should try to be like that. Gaur Pramana. Now you should do. With a lamp. I will not tell that you have brought only one lamp.
Yesterday we couldn't find our lamp, so we were using this.
No, I am telling that I want this by your eyes, your affection and love. And be obedient. All should be obedient like this. Obey my orders. And if you are rejecting or disobeying, that you are not high class of what? Disciple or devotee. From the both. Sri Guru Charana. Learning from each other. To respect their juniors. Not doing. They want to control by order. Order is order. But in Vaishnava, no order at all. No order. I know my Gurudev, he never told anyone, oh, do this. He used to tell that, oh, it should be done.
Better.
Yeah. Not better, it should be done. Never order. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, never. He never saw any disciple like disciple. What he saw? Like devotees. They are inspiring me for devotion of Krishna and to telling Harikatha. So they are my Shiksha Guru like all. I want to be like that. I try to follow all these things. Never thinking that they are my disciples. Never I think. I want to make a society that where we can all chant remember. Gaur Pramanandi. Opinion. Listening to today our classes or drama plays, you should stand up and tell two words how you realized.
The Mahabhagavat, and only by His mercy can we ever understand what is the love between Radha and Krishna. And we thank you very much
for the good day. Thanks. Bhakya Bihari Prabhu, you should tell your experiences about our classes. Go on, very brief.
I don't know how to put into words. They've been transcendentally ecstatic, heart opening, eye opening, mind opening. What can I say? More each year, it becomes more and more and more. And we just become so captivated by it.
Thank you. Nandagopal Prabhu. Not here?
Nandagopal too.
In the place.
Oh, then Brijanda Prabhu? Not here.
One thing I was experiencing right now, you mentioned the idea of Mother Sunna and saying Vaikuntha. And you're here with us right now, and we're in so much anxiety that we're leaving.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
But I just personally, I prayed when you came and you asked us to speak, that somehow or other the message coming from your heart and from your lips would somehow penetrate beyond our mental and physical conceptions. And my father's dreams have been realized, but there's so much more to go, and I hope you'll continue to guide us. When you're not physically present, then we can realize your heart is not more and more.
Thank you. My dear sister, Mula Prakriti.
Well, I just remember when I first met Maharaj when he first came to America, and he told me, the first thing he said is that your Srila Prabhupada, I promised him that I would help you all. And when he first came here to New Braj, he said, I will make New Braj, I will help to make this New Braj like the real Braj. And so each year that is happening more and more, and it's unlimited, so we're just waiting for more and more illumination coming from Maharaj each year. You're saving us more and more.
Thank you. Nirgun Prabhu.
I am so happy that these festivals are going on. I'm feeling like everyone more and more inspired. I feel like we've just hit the tip of an iceberg that's made of solid bliss. I think I'm also very fortunate, because after you all go, Sister Srila Gurudev, I will be rolling in the dust of all your foot dust here.
God Raymond on the
wonderful thing. I'm hoping everyone will come back year after year, and we can we'll make this place into a place of solid bliss. It already is. So I'm thanking everyone so much for coming. Gurudev is so merciful to us to travel so far and come here and bestow his blessings upon us and help us out of a place where we would have no fortune if it weren't for Srila Gurudev. Jai Srila Gurudev.
You Gopa Prabhu? Told Gopinda Pal Prabhu.
So I think we've all come on a transcendental journey in this space of 1 week from Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Nirmat Saranam Satam all the way to stages of Jimbyan Mahad Rim by Chitra in 7-8 days. So, and now probably the world's biggest and most effective Sankirtan party will move on to the east coast of the United States. And maybe by Maharaj's grace I can catch a little bit of a dhoti tail or something and travel along and be of some service. So I want to thank you, Maharaj, and all the devotees here, and give us some mercy so that we can continue in some menial service from here to you.
Thank you.
ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्नि गौरवस्तुते हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरे विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि तवैवास्मी तवैवास्मी विज्ञान राधे तन्ने माम
to be here for 9 days, especially this time. I explained about our object very clearly. I have never spoken like this in Western countries anywhere what I spoke here. In India, we, Mathura and Vrindavan, we explained all these things. But here, there are not so high class of devotees. But I explain everything, so many things. But I was explaining, if I will go to, come to future years, we will discuss after that. There are so many things. I began only. I have done Mangalacharanam of Mangalacharanam. So now, on this basis, we will discuss more things. We cannot remain in same class always. Never. You should try to be a river current. Always like current. Otherwise, the water will be dirty and it will be not of use. So bhakti is like a current always. New. And by this bhakti, Krishna always looks, oh, new. Braj Prem, new. So, you should try to develop your Krishna consciousness. By the process of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like others. Especially like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Always try to follow this process. Always try to be, to honor all the devotees without any cost and greed. Thinking like we are all in Mahaprabhu family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Always these two things. Try to respect quality, not blindly. Because now for so many years you are coming in Madhyamadhikari. So you should try to realize all these things. I've heard anywhere that we are social animals. Is it right?
English.
We are social animals. Without society, we cannot live. You'll have to choose any society. You'll have to make any society. So we should try to make a society where we can chant, remember, and be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the meaning of this preaching? Only to make a very good society everywhere, so that we can chant, remember, and all can be happy forever. So, I wanted that here also, a very good society should become. There is need of good society. And if the society is Krishna consciousness-like, it will help all and all will be happy. So, for this society, there should be training. Everything requires training. So, you should not think of yourself, you should think of your children also. After you, they will be like society. So, try to train them in that principles and thinking of that society, of Krishna consciousness. Then they will be also happy. So I want that the school which we have here began, it should grow out, and all children should be trained in that way. For this we will have to make a committee. And perhaps you have done some committee, like the prominent persons here, like Nirgun Prabhu, Govindapal Prabhu, his wife, Brajendra Nandan, Nanda Gopal, Banke Bihari, Mahibharat, very qualified person. So all like, I cannot take name of all, but there should be a committee for this. Sometimes you should meet and try to solve if problems come in. If there is goodwill and honoring each other, perhaps all problems may go. And the boys will be very friendly. And they will all will be happy. Norm, if they are junior or senior, all should be honored according to their ability. Those who are senior of Prabhupada, they should be honored. And thus be, and they should also have so much affection and love for juniors. So that a very good ideal society can be made. Your Prabhupada also, my Swamiji, also wanted like this. He tried. But some false ego of the devotees, for them, it could not be so successful. He wanted. But some false ego of them, and they wanted to control by intelligence, not by love and affection. See, they cannot be successful. But the process of successful is like that. Not controlling, but with love and affection. For like Vishwaprem.
Universal love.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had law brought. So you we must follow. If any problem coming, you should try to reconcile that. What? Or it is due to my past
or karma.
Or Krishna wants to test me and he wants to operate me. There are two things. So we should not be angry and upset in these things. So my request is that this is school should be established for these things. I want that sometimes meetings and classes should be done collectively. Sometimes you can meet together at a fortnight or weekly or at the time of any festival. This festival should be done sometimes to Nirgun Prabhu, sometimes there, or sometimes his school, or you can decide all these things. Some classes with for association and for each other love and affection. Sometimes one Prabhu can give class, sometimes other. We should have benefit of their classes. There should be harmony among them. This is most essential. If there is harmony, you will be successful. So harmony should be there. One thing I also want that we have published so many books, like Swamiji. You can distribute Swamiji books also, and also they should be distributed. There are so many now devotees and disciples and supporters. If one can take 12 books in a year, you can distribute thousands of books. I know that little girls of Swamiji, disciples, distributing here and there. In young age, teeny ages, they have done. And also the boys. I think that all were book distributors. All brahmachari. So why not? At least 12 books, they should. Easily they can do. And if more, very good, very good. So many thanks to them. So, what process Swamiji adopted for beginners and for others? It is true to all. But my request is one year, not only book the distribution, go through it yourself and take the nectar of that, essence of that book. Then your preaching will be so high and all will be attractive and energetic. Try to observe Nagar Sankirtan time to time. Harinam. Nagar Sankirtan, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur did. Nam Hatta. Sometimes. By this, not for only humans, for grasses, creepers, animals, trees, for all. There are so many atoms in air, in water. They will hear all. Knowingly, unknowingly, it is true that they must be liberated. Must liberated. Krishna has promised like this. Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murari brimati nija dharma dhyani pujadi jatnam katma pisakudatam muktidam praninam jata praninam. Those who have chetan, little
consciousness,
whether trees, creepers, and autumns in here and here and there, for them, Nagar Sankirtan should be done. Kirtan should be done. This is the best process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave to this world. Not only for humans, but for all. There is something gained more. What? You know vibration? Vibration?
Sound vibration.
Sound vibration. Like in a pond, if you will throw any stone, around
ripples
will come, one after, and they will touch everywhere on the banks of that pond. You know this? And all centers have less than half, all will go and touch others everywhere. The pond is limited, but here atmosphere, this sky is endless, round. It goes to whole Vishwa. Even it may touch to Golok Vrindavan also. So if anything is impure in vibration here, now everywhere, all are shouting politics, mundane sounds, so many bad things. Now whole world and whole atmosphere has been
polluted.
But by this name, very powerful, the sound vibration will go and touch the whole world, even Golok Vrindavan, and it will touch to Vaikunth also, and everywhere. It will touch all the trees, creepers, autumns, everywhere, in water, in sky, everywhere. And it will purify. Whether you are knowing or not, Mahaprabhu knows. And that is why he brought. So you should try to do this Sankirtan also. If you are chanting Hare Krishna like this, sometimes you can do like Hare Krishna. But sometimes, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, it will purify whole world. It may be the lakhs and lakhs world it will go. So it is very powerful. So you should try to realize this fact. So you can do. If you are chanting or you are discussing Harikatha anywhere, it will go to whole world, you know, by the vibration. And this is called Kirtan. Not only on Mridanga and Kartal. If you are chanting, you are discussing Harikatha, our Harikatha is most powerful Kirtan. It will also purify the whole world. So you should know this theory and try to follow all the processes what Swamiji brought. He did not brought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. He was in that line. He brought it to Western countries and Eastern countries, out of India. So this thing, sometimes festivals are written, like Janmashtami, Nrisimhadeva birthday, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthday. Big festivals should be collectively. You can arrange. And if not possible, then anyhow it should be done. But it should be done. And try to follow all the rules and regulations as you can. Follow according to your ability. My blessing will always be available for you. And your Gurudev will help you so much. Don't have any doubt in this. What is written in Shastra, it is true to extent. Full extent. Also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told one thing in two lines, essence of everything. In Bangla prayer, what? Krishnera samsara karo chadi anachar jive daya name ruchi sarva dharma sar. What? Krishnera samsara karo. You can establish Krishner Sansar. Krishner, what Sansar means?
Sansar means your livelihood centered around Krishna.
Yeah. You can be with your wife, children, husband, and all. But do Krishner Sansar. In the center of your all activities, there should be Krishna. To please Krishna. You should not do anything which Krishna does not like. You should always try to do all activities to please Krishna. Here to please Krishna means to please Guru, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna, Srimati Radhika, all gopis and all Mahaprabhu and all. Here Krishna means all, including all. So, Krishna was sansar karo, chhari, anachar. Give up all the things, unwanted things. And always try to establish a Krishna sansar. And in that, jive daya, name ruchi. What is jive daya means? Have mercy to? What is the mercy? That they are suffering so much, they have forgotten Krishna. So I should be merciful to them to tell, oh, you should chant and remember and help happy forever. Have confidence yourself first, a strong faith, and then you should try. And then you should see that all are happy. Jive daya, according to their level. Krishna na kis name ruchi, there should be ruchi, test in name, not without ruchi. If it is ruchi,